We have only a handful of minutes with you, so I want to get right to a few things before we ask you about NHL issues and specifically the Calgary Flames. iGotMind.ca. One of the things, Kelly, you've always been consistent with is not just about talking about hockey and hockey players, but also using your position in the game to help athletes, to help regular people who aren't hockey players, just to help anyone, whether they're going through a tough time, helping them, you know, become all that they can become. I know you're a big motivational speaker person, so it's no surprise that you're part of this. But from your point of view, describe what iGotMind.ca is all about.
Okay, it's a transformative way to look at hockey. And I got really lucky a number of years ago. I've known about Bob Wilkie for a long time, but I really got to know Bob, about 2013 or so, and that's the same time that our daughter Caitlin started speaking about her mental health issues. And so I went to watch Bob. He had a reading at a place in Calgary, and I basically fell in love with his message, because it's all about the mind and things that people go through. So Bob is a former hockey player, and he was on the Swift Current bus that crashed a number of years ago. Four people were tragically lost. And he tells the story, but it's also about who players are today and how they're trying to overcome things and become better players. Because all of us know that when you're sort of on the hockey map, you've got all sorts of talent, but it's how the mind follows along or leads. And so Bob is a guy that he's partnered with Sean O'Grady, a clinician, a mental health expert. Karen Lee Gartner travels with us. And so we go to places, cities, halls, and so on, and we speak to groups about just exactly what's going on with the young players. And so, you know what? It's one of the great joys I've discovered here recently about how hockey can be viewed differently. And so for me, it's a perfect partnership.
You know, and we're talking, Kelly, of course, hockey players at all levels, but when you would have played in the NHL and that, it must be, you look at certain guys and people from the outside will look, say, well, why is this person not happy? He's got the world by the tail. Yeah. And, you know, and just, you probably look back at some guys that you wish they had a Bob Wilkie or someone just to get more fulfillment and understand more their situation.
So true. So that happens to be my mindset now because of all that I've learned about mental health issues. So when I see a guy that's had some sort of success, whether it's in junior, minors, or pro, and then all of a sudden they sort of fall off the map and people are questioning them, they're judging them, and so on. Number one question I ask myself, I wonder what's going on with this person, because there are some people that in particular, in the league that we covered, the NHL, wonderful players that have had unbelievable success, and all of a sudden, they're really struggling. And so that's the number one thing I look at. And, you know, it really makes a lot of sense when I go back in my history in 92, 93, when I was off to the best start, I think, that I ever had. But I had all these doubts, and those doubts started in the summer for some reason. And I don't know why they decided to enter my mind that day or that year, and I struggled mightily for 2 months, and I went from being a pretty good goalie to the lousiest goalie in the National Hockey League, and it's because I had this loop going on in my brain, and it kept telling me that I couldn't keep it up, I couldn't maintain my level anymore. And it only because I had the great support of my coach Barry Melrose and our assistant cap raider, and they put me in touch with Tony Robbins. And you know, I owe them a debt of gratitude, because if not for the meetings with Tony, I would have been in that ditch forever, and I was able to climb out of it because of everybody's help.
I know. Well, I feel the same, because I look back on my career and I think, you know, if there's one thing I wish I would have taken care of a little more, it's probably my mind. And I think it's important for players. Have you been surprised as a stigma gets, you know, beat down by, you know, yourself and others? Doing this work at how many people that this touches when you go around and do your talks with this group, are you just blown away by, you know, the amount of kids or people that reach out to you through this? Cause I think a lot of people are in this situation.
Yeah. excuse me. I'm fighting a cold, but I don't think I am blown away by it anymore. So I don't want to sound like I'm preaching, excuse me, but so the Canadian Mental Health Association, Colby, will say that one in five people suffer. I can tell you from my experiences, I think it's closer to four in five, and maybe even in some way, five in five. We all have something going on, and maybe most cases, it's not completely debilitating. You find a way to get through. Like until Caitlin started sharing her story, I don't think I ever recognized I might have had something. And my kids tease me all the time about my OCD, and I have these peculiar habits. But again, to me, it's not debilitating. I can go to work. I can get up every day. I can function. But I have these peculiar habits. So I think that when I go out, and here's the really cool story for me. When I go out or when I wake up every single day, I either have text messages, emails, phone calls, or if I even go to the local coffee shop, I have a personal interaction with somebody that shares their story. So that's why I think it's really gaining momentum. And people like Michael Landsberg is fantastic. Bell Let's Talk. Every time that we have this discussion every single day, it's a real positive for me.
You know what? And you're such a positive person. You're, you know, one of the best people as a spokesperson for IGotMine.ca, Kelly. And I do want to ask you about the culture of hockey, and this is changing each and every day, as you well know, where once upon a time it was very much, if you're struggling, if you're having problems, keep it to yourself, the quote-unquote, don't be a distraction in the room. That's changing, that's crumbling, and our players now and people around hockey starting to understand that, you know, Kelly, sometimes the toughest thing you can do as a person is be vulnerable and allow yourself to be that way. Is that changing now, Kelly?
Yes, it is, Jeff. And I'm glad you bring that up because, you know, what I found interesting, I think it started about 3 years ago, maybe closer to four, but I've had NHL executives and I've had NHL coaches, not going to reveal whom, but sure. They've come to me and they've shared their story. And they haven't gone public with it because that's okay, and not everybody can. I have somebody really close to me that is struggling and they don't feel like they can share their story. That's perfectly fine as long as you're talking about it and getting the help that you need. But I've had people in the league share with me and I've had a few people say even their partner, their life partner doesn't know. I've had people share with me their stories about their children and they're getting help now. So to me, that's really heartwarming that we're making big progress. Maybe is it where we need to be? No. And is everybody in society getting the help they need? The answer is no, for sure. Mm-hmm. We need to make treatment more accessible to people because it's just not right that you have to wait 6 months to get help.
Excellent. Kelly, before we let you go, do want to talk about one quick hockey issue, and it's, listen, you cover them on a consistent basis. You live in Calgary. We see Saturdays on Hockey Night in Canada. The Flames, and Gord's going to pick up on this in a couple of moments. Flames currently sitting in second place in the conference in the West. Tied points for the first, but they're in second right now. What, in your estimation, has been the biggest difference in this year's Flames versus last year's Flames?
And or previous years that I've covered, consistency, guys. So Jeff, Gordon, Colby, when I've covered the Flames in previous years, there have been stretches where they've been really good. And then they go through the stretch where they win maybe 6 of 7, and then they would lose 4 or 5 or 5 in a row. And I could never figure out why they were so inconsistent. Well, this year that's gone. They are about as hard to play against. They truly believe in themselves. They had that stretch or that season about five years ago when Bob Hartley was still their coach where they sort of surprised everybody.
Yep.
The play right now is more sustainable. They're a deeper team. I think the league has now recognized that they are for real. This isn't just a little stretch where they're playing above the level they should be at. This team is a real honest contender this year.
And it's a lot of fun to watch, too. Yeah. Like they'll play skill, right. They'll play tough. Giordano is next level right now. It's like, as far as, you know, you're watching on, you know, Rogers NHL Live, you get to a Calgary Flames game, leave it there.
Yeah.
Because they're a fun team to watch, Kel.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think you can hear it in Rick Ball, his voice, my voice, Cassie Campbell-Pascal, when she does the color. We're believers. It's fun to be around.
Well, I don't know. Can you help me with my void, do you think, Kelly? Because I'll tell you, a couple of years ago, I took over from Jeff Merrick, Hockey Night in Canada Radio, and one of the real pleasures, same with you, twice a week, Kelly Rudy patched in from Calgary. We did two 2-hour shows. Donna would have a cup of tea for you already. What, she'd take care of you during that for your cold. And so my void is, like, I had this wonderful run with Kelly Rudy, and now I don't see him anymore. And nothing's replaced it in my life.
Well, I'm with you there, Gord. I've had wonderful relationships with the three of you. So, you know what? I want to be serious here for a moment. Thanks so much for allowing me to talk about I Got Mine. My good friend, Bob Wilkie, he's changing the landscape, and he's such a wonderful person. If, in fact, we're in your town, please come out, and Bob will change the mindset of your children, and just wonderful to be a part of it.
Great goaltender. You're a great broadcaster and an outstanding, great human being as well. Kelly, so glad you're part of igotmind.ca. For more information, go to the website on how to contact that group to bring the tour to your city. Take care of the cold and enjoy yourself in Dallas. Look forward to more plate Instagrams in the next couple of days, Kelly.
Hey, yeah, watch out tonight. I've got a special one coming.
Thanks. Oh, excellent. We look forward to it.